Good morning. We have a full house. It's so great to see everybody in December. How many of you made a snowman on Friday? Well, we also had one here at Port Houston that Erica Godfrey sent me a picture of, and it was really, really very dear. So I have a few items to highlight in this beautiful month. First, and let me say that it's these folks on both sides of the room that really do the heavy lifting for us and make us look so good every day. And we appreciate our staff more than I can express in this meeting. And I know I speak for the entire commission in saying that. So we like to recognize our folks when they do something that has received some positive attention. So first of all, the Finance Division Awards, which is led by Tim Finley, our Chief Financial Officer. Tim, so glad to see you here today, and thank you for making us look so good. In late November, State Comptroller Glenn Hagar announced that we had been awarded a third Transparency Star for our reporting and online tools associated with the Port's pension plan. We were previously awarded 2 stars for traditional finances and debt obligations, so that's awesome. Thank you, Tim, and thank you to your team. This past April, we were recognized as the top-ranked special district out of 79 special districts across the county. Hey, how about that? Yeah. In terms of online financial transparency, in a report issued by the Texas Public Interest Research Group, Ray Yee and his treasury team led this effort for the Port. Congratulations, Ray. So glad to see you. You both do, and your teams do, a phenomenal job. Additionally, we received notification from the Government Finance Officers Association that our 2016 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, known as a CAFR, has been awarded the Certificate of Achievement for Excellence in Financial Reporting. And those of you who have been here before for these reports will know that this is the 43rd consecutive award for the Port and the highest form of recognition in the area of government accounting and financial reporting. It, to me, this attainment represents a significant accomplishment by government and its management. A big thank you, congratulations to Curtis Duncan. Curtis, I see you back there. Our controller and the extended team for this accomplishment and these 3 items that I've highlighted. Let's give them a hand. Community outreach. Our staff also works to cultivate relationships with our community stakeholders, which is so important as we move our business forward. And so let me highlight a couple of those. First, there was a Thanksgiving project where over 50 Port Houston team members prepared and provided meals for 22 families, 10 families from the local community, and 12 Port Houston families who were impacted by Hurricane Harvey. Together, our Port Houston team donated, cooked, and volunteered to ensure that nearly 130 people were able to share a warm and special Thanksgiving meal with their loved ones, which I think is so, so dear. Next, shoeboxes for seafarers, Dean. I'm sure you'll be interested. Port Houston team members donated again this year to the shoeboxes for Seafarers program by filling, packing, and wrapping over 60 boxes with personal and hygiene-related items for visiting seafarers that call on the Port of Houston. The Houston International Seafarers Center coordinates the receipt and distribution of 10,000 shoeboxes each holiday season, and the Port Houston team was proud to play a part of the center's larger efforts. Did you want to say something about Seafarers theme?
Well, I mean, this is a very popular program, and they really look forward to receiving those boxes.
Good. I'm glad we can play this ball.
We're participating in the program.
Absolutely.
Part of the team.
And finally, I want to wish everyone a wonderful holiday season. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holiday season to everyone. And this concludes my remarks. So next on the agenda is the approval of the minutes.
Motion.
I would entertain a motion. Thank you, Dean Corgi. Thank you, Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Next on the agenda is appearances. We have Joel DeJean.
DeJennings.
DeJennings.
DeJennings?
Did you want to step forward? Mr. DeJennings?
Mr. DeJean's going to speak at the pilots.
DeJean, oh, I'm sorry, Joe Jennings. Thank you.
Thank you. Shall I begin?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I'm Joe Jennings with the Schiller Institute. And on behalf of the Schiller Institute, I want to invite the Port of Houston to help bring our nation into a new platform for world development and cooperation known as the Belt and Road Initiative, or BRI. Now, although the Belt and Road Initiative is now led by the nation of China, this idea was initially conceived by economist Lyndon LaRouche and his wife Helga as the positive direction for the world after the 1989 fall of the Berlin Wall opened up east-west trade that had artificially been cut off most of the 20th century. The first stage of this, the New Silk Road, it's called, has opened up dozens of overland rail routes from the Orient to Europe. You have the Maritime Silk Road that has swelled commerce through Egypt through a new Suez, doubling of the Suez Canal, and also expanded the port of Piraeus in Greece. And shouldn't the Port of Houston also reach out to partner with this grand venture? The projects of the Belt and Road already exceed 20-fold the Marshall Plan that lifted Europe from the devastation of World War II. We should all be encouraged by President Trump's trip to Asia last month, which sealed over $250 billion of trade and development deals for U.S. firms, including Caterpillar, Westinghouse, General Electric, and others. And just last week, Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner came back from China to with the welcome news that there will soon be a new hub for commerce with China around Bush Airport and plans for LNG technology and medical infrastructure sharing. But a lot more is required. And this is because the Wall Street casino of speculative finance, which has recently swelled to impossible proportions, is soon to come down for the last time. And the Schiller Institute has identified specific measures to protect legitimate bank functions from the crash of the derivatives and move forward with government-backed credit toward huge expansion of physical economy. And in this, the Belt and Road is key. So we call upon President Trump in his January State of the Union address to dedicate our nation to actually officially joining the Belt and Road on a government-to-government basis. Early next year, the Schiller Institute is going to have conferences right here in Houston on how we can bring the U.S. into this. And so we invite the commissioners to participate in these events that we're going to have. And also to directly encourage President Trump that this nation has to take this this big step, not confrontation, which is what the Trans-Pacific Partnership was about, but actually direct friendship and cooperation and participation in the New Silk Road.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Anybody have a question? Thank you so much, Mr.
My colleagues here, Ron Battag and Joel DeJean, are going to be here after I leave if you guys do have questions after the formal meeting is over.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
We next have staff reports. Roger?
Yes, thanks, Chairman and Commissioners, and welcome guests. And have a brief update as we close out another year. Our port facilities continue to deliver some solid results. Through November, our terminals have handled nearly 35 million tons of cargo versus 32 million by this time last year, an increase of 9%. Again, the main drivers are our container volumes as well as steel imports. Steel imports have trended upward nicely this year, totaling 3.4 million tons through November, which is a 57% increase over last year. So it's good to see that volume return. And our container activity remains really solid. We're up 12% overall port-wide through November as well. And of course, our financial results reflect the operational performance of our port facilities. We should pass, we will pass the 2.4 million TEU mark by the end of this year. Another record volume for the port. And just keep in mind, it was only two short years ago where we crossed the 2 million TEU mark in 2015. So
we're up another 20%.
Up 20% or more in a two-year time frame. So
it was 20% per year, I guess.
Yeah. All of this in spite of some of the challenges that we had from Harvey that interrupted our business just a few short months ago. But as been noted, we've recovered quickly. We've gotten back to normal and remained on track for 2017. With that, I'd like to follow up just because we were asked, you know, we had a meeting in September, a special meeting where the commission gave us the authority to address some of the needs of our customers by mitigating some of the tariff import storage charges due to the impact of Harvey. I just wanted to report back and said, and advise you on the project that that's complete and the process has concluded. And I think it was in the best interest of our customers that we did that. So that's concluded, and I wanted to report that back to the commission. The other thing I wanted to do today is, you know, our success continues as we focus on our strategic goal, and I want to highlight one of those goals today, which is obviously about the value of our people in the organization. And I want to recognize several people today who have achieved the milestones that we do periodically of 20, 25, 30, and even 35 years. And several have joined us here today, so I'm going to ask them to stand and be recognized. And I think after the meeting, we'll get together and have a picture. But first, with 20 years from our accounting department, Patricia Borjas. Also, with 20 years in our project construction management, Renee Jarvis, administrative assistant. 25 years in our risk management department, Melissa Nixon. 30 years from the MV Sam Houston.
All right.
Thank you, Doug.
And he still sails with a smile.
Yes, he does.
And surfs with a smile.
And last but certainly not least, with 35 years of service at the Port Houston in our project and construction.
She does not look old enough.
Barbara Smith.
Started when she was about five.
Thank you. So that's all I have today. Thank you, and thank you for your dedicated service to the organization.
Thank all of you so much.
Madam Chair.
Yes, sir.
I just want to make, just kind of piggybacking on the fabulous financial news. I was at a ribbon cutting yesterday in West Chambers County for yet another logistics company. It is phenomenal. This was yet another company that is packaging plastics for export through the Port of Houston. And the growth out there is an incredible thing to see. The companies that are operating out there report that they are expanding, I guess, their expectations in that they have planned to build warehouses and packaging facilities of a certain size, and they're upscaling and making them even bigger. So that only bodes great things for the port and for our exports in the future and our container business.
Very good.
Amazing
thing
to see.
Thank you. Okay, on to the rest of the agenda. Under executive, I'm going to take items G1 through 6 together.
Motion.
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Fitzgerald. Seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Question. I'm for it, but I think you should explain what we're doing here. We're hiring our people to represent us throughout the state and in Congress. Is that right?
Yes, we have
tune of $500,000.
Yeah, contracts on the state level with returning is Brown Consulting Group, Michael Toomey, as well as, you know, they're strictly at the state level, helped us tremendously during the last session, as well as DC with Pendulum Strategies and Greenberg Trawick.
It's all listed on here.
Yeah.
And
but those people may not have read it.
But we think this is a group that's going to have our support in the things that are on our table at state, federal, and local level going forward.
They have been representing us and have done a wonderful job.
Yes.
Coming back and so we can stay in tune with what's going on in federal and state. It's very important for us to be able on the inside instead of the outside.
We do this every year
right
at this time. All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Next is the amendment to the local preference program and policy. I would entertain a motion and a second, and then I just need to ask a question about what's been amended.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. Mr. Erickson.
Essentially, what it was trying to do was to clarify language and separate out policy matters, which were really within the, you know, normally within the ambit of the court commission, and procedural matters, and make it clear that staff could adjust, for example, who qualifies people for the local preference program, et cetera. We also wanted to make it clear how many points you would get if you achieve the local preference certification.
And so what caused the desire to amend it?
Well, we a couple of different things. One, we just periodically review our policies, but also we've made some internal staffing changes, and we wanted the policy to reflect the fact that that program is being administered in conjunction with the small business program.
Great.
So what was the change in the points?
No change. No change. Just to clarify it. Because it wasn't as clear
and
as it could have been.
The 5% remains intact.
The 3% is. Yeah, you'll get 3 points, right, and that remains intact.
I thought it was 5 if it was a larger contract.
No.
Okay, just 3.
No, and it just wasn't as clear as it could have been. We just,
it's more again, clarification.
Yeah.
It was discussed at length at our recent procurement and small business development program
and
concurred.
You recommend that?
Yeah.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That amendment carries. Okay, on to commercial. Item H1, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a service contract in an amount not to exceed $150,000 for promotional items and web store ordering services to the top ranked proposer in order of recommendation. First ranking, Tejas Office Products. Second, Augusta Marketing Products LLC, the Augusta Group, and third, Absolute Color Promovana, moved by Commissioner Meese. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries for Tejas Office Products. Item 2, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $110,000 for the production of 3 high-definition documentary-style 30-second public service videos to the top-ranked proposer in order of ranking. First, Tempt Films, LLC. Second, Birdhouse Productions, doing business as Rivet. And third, Johnny Badgood Productions.
Motion recommendation.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi for Tempt Films. Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 3 is to approve the 2018 membership in the Greater Houston Partnership at the managing partner level with associated membership fees in an amount not to exceed $60,000. Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right, under leases, I will take items 4 through 11 together.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Under finance, item 1, authorize advertisement and receipt of responses to 2 formal procurements as reflected in that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under two, authorized payment to the Harrison County Appraisal District for appraisal services to be provided to the Port Authority for fiscal year 2018 in an amount not to exceed $450,000, and authorized payment to the Harrison County Tax Assessor Collector for tax collection services for the 2017 tax year in an amount not to exceed $1,140,000.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right, on to health, safety, security, and emergency management.
We do the actuaries. We do three.
You skipped three, General.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so under general, item three, approve the actuarial evaluation report dated August 1st, 2017 for the Port of Houston Authority Restated Retirement Plan. It's a very important item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Okay, now on to health, safety, security, and emergency management. Item one, award the purchase and installation of a broadband antenna tracking system to Vericom Wireless Worldwide via the Port Authority's interlocal agreement with Harris County, allowing utilization of the existing Harris County broadband antenna tracking system contract with Vericom Wireless Worldwide as reflected in that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item carries. Item two is to enter into a two-year professional services contract with San Jacinto College to purchase fireboat simulation training for the fire department in an amount not to exceed $19,500.
Motion. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three is to enter into a three-year governmental services contract with the City of La Porte Emergency Medical Service for emergency medical services in an amount not to exceed $91,000.
I'll move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos and seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And under general, item four, enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Harris County District Attorney's Office to make timely disclosure of exculpatory, impeaching, and mitigating evidence, utilizing the Harris County District Attorney's Office disclosure database for employees who may be considered, quote, recurring government witnesses, close quote. I'll entertain a motion in a second, then I want to ask our general counsel a question.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. Mr. Erickson, would you please explain this?
Yeah, this was brought to the attention of the Port Police Department, and I think also Marcus can address that as well. But essentially, the District Attorney's Office has set up a database so that they have ready access to information as to whether witnesses should be used, you know, because of their past history or not. And, you know, for example, if an officer has witnessed a crime or is going to be testifying and has some disciplinary issues, those are the kinds of things that have to be disclosed to the other side, Brady evidence. So this is a database that the DA has set up to allow them to have access to that, if, you know, on a quicker basis. And so we're just going to provide that information as it develops.
But how often does this occur for us? It doesn't seem like we would ever happen.
No, ma'am. During the briefing, Tom Hyde asked the same question of me, you know, how often does this happen? And I can tell you in the 6 years that I've been here, there may be one, maybe two instances where we would have had to complete the form and send it into the Harris County District Attorney so that they could put it in the database in case that person may have someday testified,
right?
But very, very rarely, and only for potential recurring government witnesses, which is really probably mostly our police officers,
right?
Well, I certainly want to be very cooperative with the Harris County District Attorney's Office, and
right. So that's really why we're doing it. Yes,
glad we're cooperating. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. On to infrastructure. Item K1, reject all proposals and authorize the re-advertisement of a request for proposals to replace fender system at wharves 1 and 2 at Care Terminal Phase 1. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Meese. And before I call it for a question, I would be curious to know what happened with the former procurement.
We didn't put in enough information in the proposal for operational interruptions. So when the bid came in, we didn't have the
no response
to
that.
Stop the customer, and that wasn't going to work.
Very good. All right. So all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, approve staff's ranking of vendors and award a professional services contract in an amount not to exceed $56,800 for utility conflict investigation and design along Jacinto Court Boulevard and Peninsula Street from Beltway 8 to CARE and Jacinto Port Terminals to the top-ranked proposer in order of staff ranking. First, Binkley and Barfield, second, Civil Concepts.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan for Binkley and Barfield, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. I will take items three through five together, which are awards.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Item six is to authorize an agreement with Praxair for reimbursement of certain pipeline expenses for relocating pipelines across Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $281,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item seven, authorize an interlocal agreement with Harris County to receive grant funding in the amount of $561,358.60 under the Harris County Local Initiative Project funded by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and obligating the Port Authority to provide equal matching funds of the same amount.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. And so then I would ask another question about the matching part of this. Go ahead.
This is just funds that were available for, I think it's a DARE grant.
Okay.
That we're able to use at 50-50 cost share to install refrigerated plugs for refrigerated containers at our terminal. So increasing our capacity of refrigerated cargo is...
And it's with clean diesel technology?
Well, it is to electrify...
Oh, electrify.
Plug in reefer containers.
Super, okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And then items eight through 10, I will take together, which are amending professional services contracts as reflected in those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Items carry. Item 11, I am recusing from that item. It is to approve the renewal of expiring Port Authority license for new 10-year terms to the companies reflected in that item.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 12, approve the renewal of expiring Port Authority licenses for new 10-year terms to the companies reflected in that item.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 13 is a pipeline license to Equistar Chemicals for 1 8-inch ethylene pipeline across the Port Authority's undeveloped railroad right-of-way near Miller Cutoff Road in LaPorte.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 14, issue a pipeline license to MVP Terminaling LLC for 1 14-inch refined products pipeline and across the Pasadena Cutoff Railroad right-of-way and Southside Mainline Railroad right-of-way in Pasadena. Moved by Commissioner Meese. Seconded by. I saw you.
Yeah.
Second.
I'll second.
All right, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 15, amend a pipeline license to Targa NGL Pipeline Company LLC to add 1 20-inch liquefied petroleum gas pipeline under and across Cedar Bayou, Carpenter's Bayou, Greens Bayou, Hunting Bayou, Seymour Tract, and Northside Mainline Railroad right-of-way in Harris County and Chambers Counties.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Don Carlos, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. 16 is to transfer a pipeline license from Magellan to MVP Terminaling and amend the license to add 1 36-inch refined products pipeline across the Pasadena Cutoff Railroad right-of-way in Pasadena.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 17, transfer a new and renew a pipeline license from Magellan Pipeline to Magellan Crude Oil Pipeline Company for one 20-inch refined petroleum products pipeline under and across the Clinton Tract, Seymour Tract, and Northside Mainline Railroad right-of-way in Galena Park.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Mees, seconded by Commissioner Corgi. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 18, transfer a pipeline license from Shell Chemical to Sand Dollar Pipeline for one 6-inch dry gas pipeline under and across the Southside Mainline Railroad right-of-way in Pasadena.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. 19, transfer a pipeline license from Shell Pipeline Company to Sand Dollar Pipeline for one 8-inch natural gas pipeline under and across the Southside Mainline Railroad right-of-way, Sims Bayou Property and Sims Bayou in Houston.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 20, transfer a pipeline license from Shell Oil Company to Sand Dollar Pipeline for one 8-inch dry gas pipeline under and across the Southside Mainline Railroad right-of-way, Vince Bayou, Little Vince Bayou, Crown Central, Lead Track Railroad right-of-way, Pasadena Cutoff Railroad right-of-way, and Boggy Bayou in Houston and Pasadena.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Mees, seconded by Commissioner Fitzgerald. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Which brings up a, we haven't had a pipeline overview, another, what should I say, from time to time, and we haven't had one in quite a while. The commission gets an overview from our pipeline specialist on where these things are, what we do to mitigate the risk, what we're doing to assure safety, what we do to ensure that there's not leakage, how we notify pipeline companies if there is, what they're doing to assure that these things remain safe because they're all over our property. So could you help us convene a session to talk about that?
Absolutely. I'm glad to do that.
Okay, very good. Okay, so next we have under operations, item one, award a 2-year contract to Houston Pasadena Apache Oil Company in amount not to exceed $275,000 for purchase and of miscellaneous filters for terminal equipment at Barber's Cut Terminal, Bayport Container Terminal, and Turning Basin Terminal.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item two, award a 2-year contract to DAR Equipment Company using the local government purchasing cooperative's buyback program for the purchase of spare and replacement parts for forklifts and container landing equipment at Barber's Cut and Bayport in an amount not to exceed $200,000.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Second.
I'm sorry, Kennedy. Seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item three, amend the agreement with Kona Cranes Finland Corporation to purchase one additional diesel electric container yard crane for Bayport Container Terminal in an amount not to exceed $2,134,000.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corgi, seconded by Commissioner Mees. Yes, Commissioner Fitzgerald.
Why are we just ordering one additional?
We had an accident that occurred a couple of weeks ago where a container fell into the crane. The damage to the RTG on the electrical house and the engine compartment, I believe, on the RTG and the structure was quite severe. We had, it's a 10-year-old crane with the ability to handle one container over four. We buy one container over five cranes now. The cost to repair that crane was gonna be $800 to maybe $1 million to repair a 10-year-old crane. So we have an order currently in place to purchase 9 rubber tire gantry cranes. So we're asking for the ability. It's a prudent decision, in our opinion, to just replace it with a new crane instead of fixing the old.
So we'll have 10 on the next delivery.
On the next order, yes.
Next delivery.
Yeah, so we just want to add this to the order.
Yeah. Okay.
And, we got a process.
What happens to the old crane? Is it just salvageable or
it'll end up being going up as surplus and bid it out and get scrapped, and we'll get some salvage value out of that perhaps.
Okay. Next is.
Did we vote on it?
Vote it. No.
Oh, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under general recommendation to issue stevedore licenses for 1-year terms commencing January 1st, 2018 and expiring December 31st, 2018, to Agri American Stevedores, APS Stevedoring, Saris Gulf Inc., Cooper Ports America, Gulfstream Marine, Jacinto Port International, Marine Terminal Corporation East, Richardson Stevedoring and Logistics, Schroeder Marine Services, Southern Stevedoring Company, and Studeman Contracting Stevedores Inc., upon each applicant satisfactory completion of all requirements and obligations for license issuance.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Commissioner Kennedy.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item 5, reissue and amend the Port Authority Tariff Numbers 8, 14, and 15 covering the Turning Basin Terminals, Barber's Cut Terminals, and Bayport Container Terminals, all effective January 1st, 2018.
Motion.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Under people, item 1, it is really important that we pay our people the way they deserve to be paid, considering market conditions and the performance of our operation. So item 1 is to enter into a professional services contract with Mercer, Inc. to provide compensation analysis services to the Port Authority in an amount not to exceed $100,000.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Fitzgerald, seconded by Commissioner Meese. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And item 2, enter into a contract with the Center for Creative Leadership for leadership strategy, training, and coaching services in an amount not to exceed $200,000.
Motion to approve.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Kennedy, seconded by Commissioner Corrigan. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. All right, Mr. Thompson. Now we're into technology. So awards, amendments, and change orders. Item 1, award of annual purchase orders to SHI Government Solutions, Inc. for Microsoft Office 365 Enterprise License Agreement using a Texas Department of Information Resources Cooperative Agreement in a total amount not to exceed $912,000 over a four-year period.
Motion.
Moved by Commissioner Corrigan, seconded by Commissioner Kennedy. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. And item 2, award a purchase order to Kratos Public Safety and Security Solutions for video management system software maintenance using a State of Texas Department of Information Resources cooperative purchase program in an amount not to exceed $70,000.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Meese, seconded by Commissioner Don Carlos. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. We are now going to recess our open meeting and convene an executive session.
6 a.m. The Port Commission of the Port Eastern Authority of Harris County, Texas will now convene a closed meeting as permitted by the Texas Open Meeting Act and Government Code to conduct a private consultation with attorneys, including consultations regarding claims of Orion Marine Construction, Inc. and Blanchard Contractors, Inc. v. Port Eastern Authority of Port Construction Company. Deliberate regarding real estate, deliberate regarding economic development negotiations and incentives, employment and evaluation of public officers and employees, including deliberations regarding public employees, and amending the employment agreement with the executive director and security-related matters. The Port Commission will reconvene in public session after the closed meeting is adjourned.
Commissioner Kennedy, do you have a motion to come out of executive session?
I do. Chairman, I move to authorize the Port Authority to settle certain claims of Orion Construction LP on the terms discussed in executive session, and authorize the executive director to do all things reasonable or necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Commissioner Fitzgerald, do you have an item?
I do, Chairman. Chairman, I move to authorize the Port Authority to amend the employment contract of Executive Director Roger Gunther on the terms discussed in executive session, and authorized Chairman Longoria to do all things necessary to give effect to the foregoing.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Is there any further business to come out of executive session or to be brought before this commission? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.